For KZYX News, this is Hope McKenney. On April 14th and 15th, Michael McDonald, former vocalist for the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, and five-time Grammy Award recipient, headlined the Rural Health Rocks concert at Mendocino College. Joined on stage by members of his family and backed by local musical luminaries such as Alex Degrassi, Gene Parsons, David Hayes, Kirk Harwood, and John Mattern, McDonald packed the house in a benefit for Mendocino County's burgeoning Family Medicine Residency Program, which is aimed at bringing more primary care physicians to our county. This is the third year the concert has been organized by the Family Medicine Education for Mendocino County, or FMEMC, a nonprofit group of local community members dedicated to doing whatever is needed to bring more doctors here and enticing them to stay. Dr. Mimi Duhan, director of the Family Medicine Residency Program for Adventist Health, explains the program goal is to provide a pipeline for providers.
We are having a crisis in primary care right now. So if you think about what happens if we don't open up that pipeline, would people end up going to Santa Rosa for their care? And how would that impact the economy of the community?
She explains how the program, which will begin training 6 doctors in partnership with UC Davis in 2019, will hopefully serve to keep practitioners here.
Family medicine is 3 years of postgraduate training after medical school. And the first year of our residence training will be at UC Davis entirely. And in that year, they will spend really a year in the hospital. So all of our residents, when they get to us in the second year, will be very well trained in an urban academic center. And so we'll select residents who want to practice rurally, but want to be very well trained. And I think that strategy is going to get us some really top applicants. Rural family medicine residency programs tend to retain the residents where they train. So we can anticipate that half of the residents will end up wanting to stay in our area within 50 miles of where they train. So they'll be training not only in Ukiah, they'll be training throughout Mendocino County as well as in Lake County so that they can have experiences and have the opportunity to fall in love with different areas.
Marianne Landis, board chair of the FMEMC and former Ukiah mayor and city council member, is convinced that increasing the number of primary care providers in Mendocino and Lake counties will not only enhance the quality of medical care here, but also bring a wider economic impact.
For every dollar invested or created, basically, by having a family medicine doctor in a community, the multiplier effect that ripples out into the community is 7 more dollars.
An investment of $2 million is needed for the startup of this family medicine residency program. FMEMC was created to help support Adventist Health to create and sustain the program. The organization has raised over $200,000 towards the rural residency program in its first 2 years. The program here in Mendocino County has garnered attention nationally.
There was an article in the Ukiah Daily Journal. Gwen Matthews, our CEO, wrote a piece about the program, and it was picked up nationally by other family medicine leaders who are tweeting it, saying, look what's happening in Ukiah. So there are a lot of eyes and good friendships focusing on us and wanting us to succeed.
Each year, the Rural Health Rocks fundraiser honors 4 healthcare professionals doing exemplary work in the community with Rockstar Awards. This year's award recipients, nominated by the community, were Dr. Lynn Cohen, family physician and director of community medicine education, Leanna Sweet, registered nurse and director of population health at Adventist Health Ukiah Valley, Nancy Johnson, support services manager at the Cancer Resource Center, and Cindy Arbonavella, family nurse practitioner at the Anderson Valley Health Center. Each recipient said a few words while they accepted their award. Cindy Arbonavella expressed the joys of working in a small community like Anderson Valley.
When I started work in the Valley, some of my family told me that I wouldn't last more than a few months before small town life got to me. It's true that I can't go into Boonberry without being stopped for a quick consult about a red eye, or pick my kids up at school without being shown a rash or a lump. While I've learned to set some boundaries, this is part of the job that I love.
Nancy Johnson's emotion was evident when she spoke of the people she serves.
I have the honor to witness the strength and courage of cancer patients every day. They are my rock stars. I share this honor with them. Thank you.
I spoke with Michael McDonald backstage and asked him why a former Doobie Bro like him would travel to Mendocino County 3 years in a row to support the Rural Health Rocks concert.
I mean, I love being a part of the show, and I love making music with my friends up here. I know that one thing, my wife and I, we really enjoy the trip. They always treat us really great up here, and we love staying up here for a couple of days, and then we love fantasizing the possibility of living up here, which we know is probably not going to happen, but still it's nice to dream about it, because the area is so beautiful, you know. I think people who do live here are lucky, you know, and I think they probably know that, you know. Mimi was our doctor in Santa Barbara, and so we met her down there, and then she informed us she was moving north. And, you know, I know wherever she lands, she tries to make a difference, you know.
Dr. Mimi Duhan.
The concert is a celebration of our community. It's not just about the music. It's about all of us coming together for an evening to love up family medicine.
For KZYX News, this is Hope McKenney.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just